Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling the world of digital marketing. It's always changing, isn't it?
It really is, fast-paced.
And finding a partner, you know, an agency that really works for your business, that can be tough.
Absolutely. A real challenge.
So our mission today is to figure out what makes a digital marketing agency, well, effective. We're zooming in on one specific place, e-platform marketing. They're based in Kennesaw, Georgia. Mm. We've got their source material, and it gives us a kind of window into their thinking, their services, how they actually try to boost visibility and leads. Our goal, to pull out the key things, the nuggets about what drives real results now.
And, you know, for you listening, understanding what makes a good partner tick is just incredibly useful, whether you run a business or maybe you're thinking about working in digital marketing, or even if you're just curious about how companies get noticed online.
Yeah.
This deep dive should really shed some light on what to look for, what to expect, how to spot, you know, actual value.
Right. Getting beyond the buzzwords.
Exactly. What actually moves the needle.
Okay. So let's unpack this e-platform marketing. They started back in 2002, called themselves Full Service. But the thing that jumped out at me from the source material was this claim. They say they're driven by decades of real-world business experience.
Yeah, that's interesting.
In a field that feels so tech-heavy sometimes, that sounds different. What does that experience actually bring?
Well, it seems pretty fundamental to their pitch.
Yeah.
When you dig into it, the source mentions over 45 years combined B2B, B2C, SMB sales and marketing experience.
Yeah.
And critically, 25 plus of those years, specifically in digital. So it's not just tech skills.
Okay.
It's this deep client-side experience. They've like literally been the client, walked in their shoes.
Yeah.
And they argue this gives them a unique advantage, creating custom solutions because, and this is their quote, they know what matters, why it matters, and how to achieve great results.
Ah, so understanding the business side, not just the marketing tactics.
Precisely. It's about solving business problems using digital tools, not just applying the tools.
That makes a lot of sense. Now, they also talk about offering corporate-level services at reasonable rates. That sounds good, but well, how does that work? It seems like a tricky balance.
It does, and it points straight to their value proposition.
Right? Yeah.
For you, the listener, it suggests you could get that high-level strategic thinking, the big agency stuff, but without, you know, the massive price tag. It hints at efficiency.
Okay.
Maybe a lean operation. They really emphasize creating, managing, advertising.
Yeah.
All focused on hitting those specific digital goals, efficiency and results.
High quality, but accessible. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
So shifting to what they actually do, their services, the source paints a picture of a very comprehensive, everything you need kind of approach.
Right.
They offer things individually, but they also push combining them for fully integrated opti-channel digital marketing campaigns. Can you break down opti-channel for us? And what's the main point about offering so much?
Sure. Opti-channel basically means picking and tuning the best channels for a specific client goal, not just being everywhere, but being smart about where you are.
Ah, targeted.
Exactly. Precision. And the breadth of services. It's not just that they have a long list, SEO, website design, PPC, social media, all that. It's how they claim to integrate it.
Hmm.
They say they start by understanding the client situation, their goals.
Right, the groundwork.
Yeah. And then they build the tailored strategy. They aim for great ROI every time through that custom fit.
Okay, that integration piece is key then, not just a menu of services.
Seems to be their argument, yes.
Let's dive a bit deeper on, say, two of those, SEO and PPC. What makes their approach stand out there, according to the source?
Okay, SEO. They mention ethical SEO for Google and Bing, which is standard, but they list specific techniques like optimizing content, technical SEO, schema markup.
Schema markup.
Oh.
What's the significance there?
Well, schema helps search engines understand your content better. It can lead to those richer results, like review stars or event details right in the search listings. It shows they're thinking about how AI search engines interpret information. That feels pretty forward-looking.
Interesting. And PPC?
For PPC, they list managing campaigns on Google Ads, Facebook, YouTube, Microsoft Ads, the big ones. The emphasis seems to be on cost-effective, targeted campaigns. So not just spending budget, but spending it smartly to reach the right people.
Got it. Yeah. Smart spending, smart targeting. This kind of blends into their next point, the smarter marketing idea. They talk about using human strategies with AI technologies. And they back it up by mentioning their long experience. Again, 20 years client side, 25 years as an agency.
Yeah, and this is where it gets really fascinating, especially thinking about the future. They highlight generative engine optimization, GEO.
SEO. Okay, what's that?
They explain it as optimizing your content so it gets featured in the answers generated by AI search engines. Think Google's AI overviews, ChatGPT responses, things like that.
Whoa, so not just being a link in the results.
Exactly. It's about your business becoming the answer the AI gives directly.
That's a big shift.
It is. And it raises huge questions, right?
Yeah.
How does content get found when AI is the gatekeeper? How do you balance investing in this cutting edge GEO stuff with, you know, the traditional SEO the clients still need now?
Yeah, that's a balancing act for sure. Okay, switching gears slightly, but maybe related to control. They make a point of saying, our work is done in-house. We do not outsource to foreign countries.
Right.
In today's world, why emphasize that? What's the benefit they're signaling?
It seems to tie back directly to quality and control, keeping it all in-house, and specifically all done in the USA. They're likely aiming for smoother communication, maybe better cultural understanding for U.S. clients, and definitely direct oversight.
Consistency,
accountability, it helps them deliver on that promise of meaningful results. A unified team, everyone on the same page.
Okay, accountability. Makes sense. So who are they trying to reach? Who are their typical clients?
The source lists quite a range. B2B, B2C, service companies, industrial firms, law firms, healthcare businesses. Pretty diverse.
Is there a common need there? What connects those types of businesses?
I think the common thread is the need for qualified leads and building online authority.
Yeah.
These aren't usually impulse buy businesses, right?
Yeah.
So for them, the goal, as ePlatform states it, is improving branding, online visibility, lead generation, and increasing sales opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It boils down to growth.
The bottom line.
Yeah. Tangible business results, not just, you know, clicks or likes.
And the source actually addresses how they improve leads and sales. It says you need that customized strategy for the right search queries, but then crucially, it adds conversion optimization and sales processes. It's not just getting the lead.
It's turning that lead into an actual sale.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the full funnel.
And speaking of clients, they also stress they work with SMBs in the USA, and this is interesting, do not require long-term contracts.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one.
Why is that significant?
Well, that flexibility is really appealing for many smaller or medium-sized businesses. No getting locked in for a year if things aren't working. It shows confidence, doesn't it? Like, we believe you'll stay because you're getting results, not because you have to.
Yeah, confidence in their own delivery. Okay, so bringing it all together, they list these authority factors, kind of like their credentials.
Right.
What are they and what do they really tell us about the agency?
Well, they list things we've touched on, that broad business management experience, the 25 plus years digital marketing experience, that speaks to longevity and adaptability.
Aye.
Then the American business, no foreign outsourcing, reinforcing that control and local focus.
Right.
And then they get specific. Kennesaw business license, hashtag 30879, and DUNS rated, hashtag 00067220030.
What do those signify?
The business license is straightforward. They're legally registered and operating locally. The DUNS number, that's a unique global identifier used to assess a business's credibility and financial stability, often used by lenders, partners, even governing agencies.
Ah, so it adds another layer of legitimacy.
Exactly. Taken together, these factors really back up that feeling they're aiming for. Imagine working with true business professionals. It's about transparency, stability, being established.
This has been really illuminating. We've seen how ePlatform marketing tries to stand out by blending that deep business background with up-to-date digital know-how, especially that focus on generative engine optimization, GEO. That seems really forward-thinking.
That's enough.
And their commitment to keeping work in-house here in the U.S., plus the flexibility on contracts, it paints a picture of their approach to quality and client relationships.
Absolutely. And maybe a final thought to leave everyone with. Think about this rise of AI search, AI answers. How does this idea of being the answer, not just a result, change things? How might it reshape SEO as we know it? What does that mean for your own online presence? Whether you're running a business or just trying to find reliable info, it forces us to think beyond just keywords and really consider information value, utility, and how we adapt as AI becomes, well, more central to everything online.
A lot to think about there, the future of being found online.